Welcome to episode 106 of The Trending Show. This is the show where we tell you what's been going on the internet for the week of June 10th all the way through the end of the week, June 16th. I am Natalie Morris, back on the show. Mike Quackenbush is also on the show.
I am relieved that the Bolivians released you.
Yes, I've been held hostage by, I don't know what, some stuff. We'll not go into it. But there's so much to talk about on the internet to catch up on this
what?
Week.
What? People have been talking on the internet?
People have been talking about very random things. There's some news happening on the internet that people are interested in. So we should start off with things that have been trending on Google starting with Monday, June 10th. Erin Brockovich, the famous activist, was charged with drunk driving a boat. She and her husband were fighting when authorities approached her to see what was up. She says she slapped her husband, she threw his phone into the lake, and then when they asked her to dock the boat, she said, "Oh, I can't do that. I'm a terrible boat driver." So they arrested her. She has since apologized for her actions.
Apologized to her husband for throwing his phone in the lake.
She apologized to him. She apologized to... I don't know. She doesn't owe me an apology.
Right. That's what I mean. Like, who really feels like they've been offended by this? Oh, man, if she does not apologize.
People who think that she's some kind of heroine. That's not a word, right? Heroine?
Sure. Heroine is a word, yes.
If you're a female hero, are you a heroine? That's not just a drug.
Mm-hmm. No, that heroine has a silent E on the end to differentiate it from the narcotic.
Right. Okay. So people who think that she is heroic, again, expect better behavior from her. Mm. So those are the people who feel that they need an apology.
All right. Well, people, you got it.
Yep. Yeah. She's apologized. She wants to be a good person all around. Although, you know, if you're the kind of person who thinks that you can only do good things or only do bad things in life, life's going to be hard for you.
Hmm. Her career has never been the same since she appeared in that Dave Matthews Band video.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right.
Okay. 2 Chainz or 2chanyz is a rapper. I'm obviously very familiar with his entire collection.
Right.
He was trying to board a flight last week with marijuana. He did not succeed. The 35-year-old had been tweeting about how good the weed was in San Francisco. I guess he just could not be without it. He was booked on a felony possession of narcotics.
I see. Yeah, just a bit of advice to those guys. If you present it to them at the gate, they're you've kind of let the cat out of the bag yourself.
Well, okay, since you're giving advice, what is the best way to smuggle marijuana onto a flight in your butt?
Well, I'm so glad you asked, because there are some things that I really do know a lot about, and boy, is that one of them, smuggling weed. So
in your anus.
Right. I mean, that, in many ways, I'm the pioneer of that.
How did you come up with that? You were looking for a cavity in your body.
Right. And I lacked sufficient depth in my navel.
Right.
I thought, what's the most I could keep in there? Like a thimble's worth at most. And now I know there are some naval smugglers out there, but I understand that they use different methodologies. So I just thought, you know, this is probably the best cavity for this.
All right, 2 Chainz. Yeah, you can't just put that in your carry-on. You got to carry it on in another way, if you know what I mean.
Hmm.
Okay, Lindsay Mills, she's the girlfriend of the NSA whistleblower, Edward Snowden. Do you know who he is, Edward Snowden?
No, but what a delightful name.
Okay, so he's the man who revealed that the government has been collecting all of those phone records for months and months, years and years. Well, her father told reporters that his daughter has been in contact with her boyfriend Snowden over text message, but neither he nor his daughter knows the whereabouts of Edward Snowden. Snowden has been missing for a few days now. He was hiding out in China, but he's not there anymore. Or he may still be there. No one really knows, actually. He's not in mainland China, but... Anyway, Lindsay Mills says she feels very alone. She has no idea where she is. They had no idea he was going to, you know, blow this big story. And the fact that he is the whistleblower, they found really shocking.
I see. I find it shocking that people think this is news. Like, we've known about this for years, right?
Like, not to the extent. We didn't know the extent of it.
I see.
So he was a contractor for government security projects. And so he... you know, saw this, felt very disturbed by it, felt like the public needed to know. And now the government is very upset that this has been blown open in by such a, you know, an outsider. And so it's a big deal. And the fact that he wants to seek refuge in another country, but other countries are like, oh no, he can't come here. now they're thinking they're going to have another Julian Assange on their hands.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, that's his. But anyway, his girlfriend, Lindsay Mills. All right, derecho is, well, if you're speaking Spanish, it's derecho, I guess. But derecho, I don't know how you would say it if you're not speaking Spanish. It means straight in Spanish, but it's also a type of storm. Have you ever heard of a derecho?
No, I've never heard it used that way.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know even how, like, the newscasters might say it. I was just reading it. But anyway, the type of storm has been tearing across the mid-Atlantic. By definition, if the wind damage is at least 240 miles long and gusts are at least 58 miles per hour, you've got a derecho on your hands.
That is a very specific set of qualifications.
Right? 58 miles per hour?
No, how often could you really use that?
You apparently, it happens a lot in the summertime when the big storms come on.
All right.
So, all right, speaking of storms, do you want to talk about Cobra?
What?
They are our show storms. I don't know what that has to do with you.
I have no idea what that has to do with storms whatsoever.
Well, they take the consumer electronic market by storm.
Oh, all right. Look at you. You
do
came,
you like that?
You came to play this week, Natalie.
You know I did. I ate breakfast.
Mmm. I will tell you about Cobra Electronics, and I'll tell you about them for more than one reason. I could tell you about them because they've been great friends of ours here at the Grizzly Productions Network, and they've been long-standing show sponsors of ours. It's just not possible for us to continue to deliver this great content to you week in and week out free of charge without them. But I'm also a Cobra user. I use the Cobra iRadar system whenever I'm road tripping. It's a road trip essential, and here's why. It will make you a safer and more alert driver. It makes you aware of everything in your surroundings well beyond laser, radar, red light camera detection. And I'll try very hard not to stumble over saying that again. But now, the iRadar, by the way, is a couple years old. I got that a few years back. There's an even a newer, a later and greater, if you will, system to make you as safe and alert as possible when you're out on the road. Cobra has just rolled out their Atom system, and you've got to go over and check this thing out. And here's what you want to do. In your browser of choice, type in cobra.com. It's spelled just like you think. And you're going to see a number of things right there on their front page. I'm sure there's something right up on the very front page. That's where I saw it, about the Atom system. You want to read about all the incredible features of this brand new gizmo gadget, and you're going to find out, just reading a little bit of it, why these guys have been industry leaders for so long. But do yourself a favor and also check in their specials section, where they're always offering deep discounts and sometimes buy one, get one free offers on many of their very hottest items. You'll be glad you did. Natalie and I will be glad you did. Our friends at Cobra will be glad. And when everybody's glad, they stick with us here on The Trending Show. And we need them. Can't make it without them. Thanks, Cobra.
Thank you, indeed. Then everyone's glad. You get more trending show. All right, more trending topics. Farrah Abraham, she's the MTV reality show personality who staged a sex tape a few weeks ago. We talked about her. Well, now it appears that she's trying to date Charlie Sheen. Mm. She seems to have very good judgment in
life.
So TMZ caught a hold of some text messages between the two of them. I'm sure
what?
She leaked them herself.
Oh, how does that happen?
Yeah, I don't think it was part of the NSA scandal. I think she probably just sent them to someone. So she was trying to invite him to many, many events. She said, we can have a play date with our kids. She offered the option of having coffee. She offered the option of just relaxing.
Just relaxing?
Just relaxing. She said, or we can just relax. He said back, coffee's for amateurs. So I guess he wanted something a bit more hardcore, and she said, well, you know, I'm also in town now, and I have an event that I'm going to, but there'll be porn star people, if you're okay with that, at the party. And he said, oh, that sounds intriguing. And she kind of smiled back. It was very ungrammatical. She was using your in the wrong context and there in the wrong context, but I don't think it really bothered him.
I was
going to
say, do you think Charlie Sheen really seems like the guy that's going to shut that down on the misusage of your? Like, oh, that's the apostrophe RE one. I'm out.
No, I don't think so. I don't think he probably even noticed.
All right.
Okay, Layla Gobadi. She is a Canadian model. She claims to have had an affair with rapper Kanye West before he impregnated Kim Kardashian. Mm. Well, now she's backtracking on that story. She previously said she was with him just before Kim and that dating Kim was probably a publicity scandal. Well, now she says no, she actually dated him way before Kim. I have a feeling the Kardashians got a hold of her and said, you better shut your mouth. So there's that.
All right. I don't care about those people.
I don't either. And we have to talk about the Kardashians later on in the show.
What? We'll Why?
I'm sorry. Well, you know, let's just do it now. Kim Kardashian had her baby. Blah, 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 blah. She had her baby.
Hmm.
So, yeah, I am going to miss seeing pictures of her looking horrifically pregnant. That has made my spring. Yeah.
That made your spring?
A little bit. When I was, you know, at the grocery market and looking at the tabloids and seeing her look like an absolute cow, I kind of loved it. Does that make me a horrible person?
I don't understand why. Why would you love that?
Because she just loves herself so much. She's such an obnoxious person that to see her looking terrible kind of felt like poetic justice in some fashion.
Hmm.
I don't well, and on the other hand, you know, there's Princess Kate, and she's looking so freaking adorable, pregnant, and that makes me happy. I'm okay with that. But Kim Kardashian looking bloated everywhere, I just couldn't stop looking.
All right. Well, lucky for you, it was on the cover of every tabloid for I can't tell you how long.
Right. Yeah. And she looked absolutely... So anyway, the point is that... Her family has been tweeting that she gave birth this Saturday to her baby, although their family hasn't formally confirmed that. I think some of her sisters were tweeting that mom and baby were doing well.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't, I guess, necessarily mean the baby is out of her body.
Mm-hmm.
They still could be doing well, even if she has not given birth, but most people are confirming that she gave birth. She had a baby girl.
Okay.
Okay, Wendy Deng trended on Thursday, June 13th. She is the wife of media mogul Rupert Murdoch, but not for long. The two have filed for divorce. Rumor has it that she had an affair with former British Prime Minister Tony Blair. And that's all I'll say about that, considering Rupert Murdoch is my husband's employer.
All right, sounds smart.
Let's stop talking about it. Sebastian De La Cruz, he's an 11-year-old boy who sang the national anthem at the NBA Finals. He was dressed in mariachi-type uniform, and after he sang, people were really hating on him on Twitter. He's only 11, but people were saying, that little boy's probably not even legal. How can he sing the national anthem in mariachi garb? That is not okay. It was very rude and unprovoked, especially considering he's so young. This happened at Game 3, but he still came back for Game 4 wearing his uniform and singing proudly.
All right. Good for you, kid.
Right. I mean, do you think it's offensive to sing the national anthem in ethnic garb?
No, absolutely not. With a melting pot for... Jeez, come on.
What's wrong with people?
I want him backed by... You know, like four atonal mariachis, too, that back him up in kind of like a bad way.
Right.
Come on.
Yeah.
We're gonna own them in another couple of years anyway. Like, it's like Canada.
All right. That's enough out of you. All right. Amy Adams and Man of Steel, both terms trended on Friday as it was the opening of the Superman Man of Steel movie, which I'm sure we'll get a breakdown of on the Grizzly Buried Cafe. The movie broke records for a June release, which was previously held by Toy Story 3. It made $128 million in its first few days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it did. It set a number of June box office records. Basically smashed everything that had a Friday opening. You know, sometimes, Natalie, they sneak in those Thursday night openings, or in the case of Michael Bay's Transformers Revenge of the Fallen, which opened in June of 2009, they opened it all the way on a Wednesday so that it had more days to accumulate, you know, a giant gross. But in terms of other Friday openings, you know, like Toy Story 3 you mentioned, or Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Breaking Dawn, it really destroyed a lot of the other pre-existing records, and it's doing very, very well. And I'm sure you've heard that Warner Brothers has come on saying they're fast-tracking a sequel so they can have it out next year.
What? Really?
Yes.
Oh, no, I did not hear that, and we were talking about it since, you know, our son is about to turn 3 this summer, and we were like, maybe he'll be old enough for the sequel, I mean, if it comes out in 2016.
I don't know.
If it's next year, then no.
This one had...
Go ahead.
A lot of harsh language, I thought, which is atypical of Superman films. In the first act, I mean, there was at least a dozen instances of really kind of vulgar language, and the violence is off the charts.
Like, yes.
If I don't know, if this had a $275 million budget, 274 of those million were spent on the special effects of mass destruction.
Yes, definitely. That's the case. And also in the end, he upsets a general by, you know, breaking some equipment that belongs to the army. And the general says, are you out of your effing mind? And I'm like, why say effing? Either say the F word or delete it. Because I'm sure if you're a good actor, you can just say, are you out of your mind? And it would have the same effect. So they had some odd choices about the adult content. Like, why do that? You don't need it.
I agree. I think there's no room for that in a Superman film.
Right. So that was a little odd. I think, you know, there was some rough, it was a little rough around the edges in some parts, but I did like it. We saw it twice.
Mm-hmm. I heard that rumor. I heard that rumor because I hacked your husband's tech messages.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Last trending term this week, Nigella Lawson. Pictures surfaced of Lawson being strangled by her husband at a London restaurant. Do you know who she is? She's kind of the buxomy cook. She has her own cooking show.
Nope.
Okay. She's also the daughter of a very famous politician in England. So anyway, there were some photos that surfaced of her being strangled by him while at a London restaurant. It looks like the couple is fighting. She's crying. His hands are around her throat. Well, he released a statement saying that they were actually arguing very passionately, and he was touching her throat for emphasis.
Ah.
So that's what you do when you really want someone's attention. Like, hey, I need you to really hear me right now. I'm going to put my hands around your trachea.
So I need increased emphasis here.
Right. So he has confirmed that she and the children have moved out of their home, but mostly it's because of the paparazzi scrutiny. He says it's not for any other life-threatening reason.
Mm. Okay.
Okay. Before we move on, we have show sponsor PowerMat as well to tell our listeners about. Would you like to do that, or would you like me to do that?
What? We've got a new show sponsor?
Yes.
This is trending right now on my watch. Tell me all about these guys.
All right. PowerMat are the makers of mobile gadget charging technology, and they make chargers that are so advanced, in fact, that you can charge your devices without actually plugging them in. So they make it so that you can streamline your charging system. So when you're at your house, you don't have to plug each gadget into its own cord, which can be a pain. You get a power mat, and you just lay your gadgets on top of the power mat, and they all charge nicely and easily while you go about your daily life. You put little pieces of either a case or a cover or some kind of power mat charger on your device, whether it be a tablet or a laptop or a mobile phone. And you come home, slap your product on the power mat, and voila, you're done. Head on over to powermat.com to find out more about this exciting technology. You'll be glad that you did.
Mm-hmm. Hey, thanks, PowerMat.
Thank you, PowerMat. All right, some things trending on Twitter right now. Hashtag Ask Snowden, because Edward Snowden, the man we talked about, the whistleblower, did a live chat on The Guardian. Now, he's been leaking all of his stuff to The Guardian. He's been in contact with The Guardian, despite the fact that no one really knows where he is. So people wanted to ask him, like, why did you do this? Do you feel like you endangered lives by doing this? You know, the government is saying people's lives were endangered because now terrorists know how we capture information. He doesn't think that he's endangered lives. He thinks he has done a public service. So we can't actually find him in person, but you can tweet him, hashtag Ask Snowden, or post things on The Guardian site. And they say it's him answering your questions live. You only have another, well, this show will this will be done by the time the show is published. But you can read all about it at The Guardian's website if you'd like.
I see.
So some of the things that people are asking him are pretty ridiculous. But, you know, there are some people who take it seriously. I don't know. I don't feel like it's really up to me to ask him questions like that. People are saying, have you been in touch with your girlfriend? You know, I don't know. Do you think the Buffalo sports teams will win a championship? Like, stupid things like that. But then other people are saying, hey, do you think that, you know, you should have done this?
This seems easy to fake.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like I said, the Guardian is the publication he's been in contact with and has been leaking things through. So it's likely that if of any publication, he would do it through them. But it does also just seem stupid.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's facing extradition for very serious crimes to the U.S., so I don't know why. It seems like, okay, the government could just subpoena their IP records and see where this dude is.
I just made a Twitter account. I am Snowden. That's how easy it was.
Mm, okay.
So I'm going to begin tweeting immediately.
They may be knocking down your door.
I don't know anything. I mean, that has never been more true than it is in the case of me. I don't know anything.
All right. Finally, hashtag Kanye West is the kind of guy that people are having, or that will. Kanye West is the kind of guy that will. People are really enjoying poking fun of the new baby daddy, Kanye West, with this trend. Some fun examples include he'll go to your birthday party and blow out your candles.
Hmm.
He'll piss in a wine bottle and call it the blood of Yeezus, which is the name of his upcoming album. Or he'll bump into a pole and be mad it didn't get out of the way. He's known for being a very boisterous kind of guy, you know, his reputation.
All right. I'm going to put you to the test right now, Natalie.
Okay.
I'm going to put you to the test with what I'm now calling old segment.
Okay.
This was previously known as new segment. There's actually something I watched, I'm curious to know if you know about this. This was trending all weekend long in a number of European countries, but most predominantly in Ireland. Can you tell me which of these I'm talking about? Public spanking in Ireland, that's the full hashtag, or public wanking on YouTube?
I'm going to go with the spanking because I don't want to talk about wanking.
Public wanking on YouTube was trending in Ireland, still is today. It still has been for 3 days. It was briefly in Germany, as well as a couple other European countries as well. You know, like the little ones no one cares about, like Andorra and Liechtenstein, which, like Mexico and Canada, we're going to own in a few years. That is one of the top trending things. Let me ask you this, too. I want you to differentiate here. It's kind of a doubleheader, a 1-2 punch when you're least expecting it, all right? Okay. One of these is a real thing, and it's become a huge phenomenon in the last 36 hours. Hashtag, I miss Montana, or hashtag, miss Utah.
I'm going to go with Utah.
You're right. Miss Utah, at whatever the pageant is where you get to be that, gave some inane answer to a question that she was being asked during the pageant, which has gone viral. And I'm pretty sure that what the question was is a woman was asking her something about why her income level is the way it is, and Miss Utah's fumbling response of about 45 seconds of gibberish was, it's the men's fault.
Okay.
It was great. It was great. You should go check her out. She's got a lot to say about burning social topics.
All right. I sure will. Okay, well, that's all I've got for you. That was fun, what you had.
That's all I've got for you, Natalie. That's all I brought.
Well, that is the end of the trending show this week, folks. If you have any other suggestions on the cavities to keep your weed, or what a derecho is, or Man of Steel, let us know, or tune into the Grizzly Berry Cafe this week as well. That would be good.
Right.
Also, I have a new show that launched called Crash Test Mom. If you're interested in that, it is baby products and baby lifestyle type things. Go to crashtestmom.com or subscribe on YouTube. It's Crash Test Mom TV. Okay, thanks everyone. Great to hear from you.
Okay, bye now.
Bye.